Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh, you sound godly.
Big Daddy?
Yeah.
Really, Bubba? Seriously?
Yeah, like, really? This guy's calling me Big Daddy? What's up with that, huh? A little creepy, huh?
You're creepy, Bubba.
Little Alabama Wildcat in the house right here.
Yeah. Our second most listened to podcast ever.
Oh, she is? She is part of our second most listened to podcast. I figured we wouldn't do the Shawn Michaels, open today. We would do it because it's Christmas.
It's Christmas, yeah.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Happy holidays and
Happy Hanukkah.
Christmas.
We have the Alabama Wildcat in the studio today. Merry Christmas, Emma.
Merry Christmas, Bubba.
Emma Lynn Duncan -Ford, right?
You got it wrong again.
What do you mean I got it wrong again?
It goes Emma Lynn Duncan -Ford.
I didn't know that was a hyphen. I'm going to have to make a note of that.
Yeah, write it down.
I thank you for being so bossy, but I am. It is Emma Lynn Duncan -Ford, affectionately known as the Alabama Wildcat. And it is Christmas. Merry Christmas. And happy holidays. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa, in however way you celebrate this holiday season. Now, Emma, where you come from? By the way, Emma is a 9-year-old girl from Alabama.
You mean brat?
She's a 9-year-old brat from Alabama, self-described by her.
Thank you for the compliment. Bubba, I have a weird question.
Okay.
Why do you have a bar in the middle of your studio?
Because I am cool like that, and a lot of
broadcasts.
A lot of broadcasters wish that they could have a bar. I have a bar because there are no rules for Bubba. I'm the man. Have you figured that out, that I'm a very popular person?
Santa actually likes the bar that Bubba has. He sometimes hangs out here in the off season.
Now, Emma, do you know that I have a direct pipe? I'm so popular that I have a direct pipeline to Santa Claus.
Well, you were popular, and that's when you knew Santa, but Santa's a loyal guy, and he'll stick with you even on your come up again.
No. I know Santa's number, and I can call him.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, one of those deals.
One of those deals.
Okay.
Alabama Wildcat, since had you on the podcast and various things, have you done in a little research on me and figured out how popular and cool I am?
Yes, I also.
You also what? Just go ahead and say it. I mean, I know.
I also got a new phone.
Oh, you got a new phone.
Mm-hmm.
Did Angie get you a new phone?
No, my niece did.
Oh.
Your niece? How old's your niece?
26.
Oh,
my goodness. Now, this is all screwed up.
Are you in Florida full time now?
Yes.
Wait, you're 9 and you're her aunt?
Yes.
Hold on.
Bubba, you got that?
No, I don't.
She's the aunt at 9 and her niece is 26.
I will tell you how old all my nieces and nephews are.
All right. Oh, my goodness.
Hold on. You're the aunt? You're the aunt of a 26-year-old?
Yes. Let me list the names and ages. Haley is 26. Trevor is 27. Tawny is 25. Cadence is 8. Addie is 6. Bella is 3.
And they're all your nieces and nephews?
Yes.
And you're 9, and you're all of these people's aunts, including us. Somebody as old as 26.
Yeah.
Do they call you Aunt Emma?
The little ones do.
What's Tawny call you? Just little Emma? Or a brat?
Well, she usually...
Have you been a brat? Have you been naughty? Because Santa Claus is only 3 or 4 minutes away. He just texted me. and I could call this off. If
I've been good. I've been good. I swear to God, I've been good.
Bubba, is it? I'm not an uncle, and you're not an uncle.
No.
Like, we've gone through our lives.
In order for me to be an uncle, my sister would have to have a child, and that hasn't happened. And I don't think that you're... Well, you are. You are an uncle.
No, I'm not. My brothers don't have kids.
Oh, they don't, do
no,
they?
No.
No, you're right.
So we've never experienced being an aunt or an uncle, and Emma at 9 gets to experience that bliss of having nieces and nephews.
You know, we need to look into the world book of, like, the Guinness Book of World Records.
The youngest aunties of all time?
To see what the youngest aunt, the age of the person that's considered an aunt.
Yeah.
Of all time.
Do you give them all, do you give your nieces and nephews Christmas presents?
Well, my niece Addie, she... I asked for a baby doll where she goes to her after school program, and the reason she asked for a doll is for me, and so Angela had told me, do you want to give her one of your LOL surprises since she gave you that? And then guess what? I did.
What?
I did the nice thing.
You kicked a window out of a cop car?
No, but I will do that in the future.
So you're saying you've not kicked the back window of a cop car out, but you can see that in your future.
Almost punched a cop in the face, I'll say that.
Okay, well, let's not do that, okay? Because we're very pro police officer here at the Bubba.
I'm talking about Adamsville.
Adamsville, yeah.
Oh, Adamsville.
What happens in Adamsville stays in Adamsville,
right,
Bubba.
Exactly.
That's, you know.
Yeah, Bubba.
Listen, you're not going to be...
Fat man!
Nice going, Seth.
Thank you.
Nice going, Seth, as he cuts me down to shreds. And she says, nice going, Seth. Like you guys are like, you know, partners in crime. Seth just did a funny. Seth, you've had a lot of famous broadcasters tell you good job. This might be the most top of your pinnacle career.
This is I like when I can relate to the kids, and I could tell she wanted to say something along those lines, so
yeah.
I just got it out for her.
So Emma, let me ask you a question: like where you know, like different parts of the world, it's just not Merry Christmas to everybody. You know, it's Happy Hanukkah, it's Happy Kwanzaa. Are you familiar with Happy Hanukkah?
In God's name are you talking about?
Well, we are speaking in God's name, but not Jesus's. But like Hanukkah is what people of Jewish faith observe during this time. Like Christmas is for Christians, and Hanukkah, and Seth, correct me if I'm wrong, I think I'm describing this correctly, am I not?
Yeah.
People of Jewish faith, their Christmas is called Hanukkah.
Hanukkah.
Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, nice going, Seth.
Thank you.
She's blaming Hanukkah on Seth.
I know. I blame my parents, but I'll shoulder some blame.
Nice going, Seth.
I agree. It's a snooze compared to Christmas.
Yeah.
Bubba?
What?
I've heard very heavy footsteps outside the studio.
There could be. I've not been confirmed, but once Santa Claus
can I run now?
No, you cannot run.
Wait, where do you want to run?
Where do you want to run? Out to Santa Claus?
Are you away from Santa? Don't you want, like, Santa's got the gifts. You got to be cool with Santa.
Are you afraid of Santa?
I did rituals of Evil Santa, Santa the Grinch, Annabelle, and guess what happened? Well, An Annabelle doll showed up at my house.
Now, hold on. You did rituals. Are you having seances there in the trailer?
I did the rituals at my niece's house.
What type of rituals do you do? By the way, we're talking to Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays and Happy Hans
and Happy Seth.
Thank you,
Happy Seth. Yeah, do you know Seth's last name?
Boring.
Boring?
Yeah.
No, his name's Seth Kushner. So
I knew that.
Yeah. Well, then say Seth Kushner. He's very, very, very popular.
And very, 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 I guess, very?
Very what?
Very.
I'm very, very?
He's very, very.
I was hanging on what the very was going
to
be.
I was too. I was riveted.
I was
like,
nervous.
Give it to me. Give it to me. So anyway, Hanukkah is for people of Jewish faith. Christmas is Christian faith. Kwanzaa is, Seth, what is Kwanzaa? Is it African-American?
I believe it's an African, yes.
African deal. And when you said that you had a ritual at your auntie, at your, wherever the house.
Nieces.
At your niece's house. What did an Alabama Wildcat ritual involved?
It involved me. Here's an example. If I was doing a Krampus ritual, I would say Krampus 3 times.
What's a Krampus?
Evil Santa.
So you'd say, Krampus, Krampus, Krampus. And then what happens?
You have to say it in the dark, and then boom, you get taken away by Krampus.
Okay. You don't want that now, do you?
It sounds like Bloody Mary, come and get me.
Yeah. What are you in? Like, Emma, are you in? Like, what are you into? Like, you into these? This I'm a little scared as to what's going on around here.
Bubba, I have another weird question.
What?
Why do you have a strip pole in your studio?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I shouldn't have asked.
No, you should have. You should. It's a good question.
Way, this is a 9-year-old, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. She's better known as the Alabama Wildcat.
Well, you know what? She has a neck tattoo. She can ask those questions. Yeah. She's pretty much an adult.
So, Emma.
It's a fake neck tattoo.
I will let you know that I have been given word. And by the way, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, and Happy Holidays to everybody, as today is Christmas Day.
Christmas. Well, the day before Christmas Eve.
This is a podcast.
We're recording.
Yeah, this is a podcast. We're going to have to cut this part out. But this is a podcast, and it's going to be released on Christmas morning, so we're make-believing as if it's Christmas.
It's Christmas, guys. It's Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Forget what I said about the day before Christmas Eve, because that is fake.
Now, what?
And here comes more candy.
Now, what? I don't think you need more candy.
I just gave her some stuff.
As you're having some rituals in the dark. So, now, what's your favorite Christmas songs? Like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
No, Jingle Bell Remix. It's
Jingle Bell Remix.
It's Jingle Bells, but it's a remix.
Of who? Who is it?
Trap music, I think.
Oh, good.
Oh, trap music. Good. Right.
Young Jeezy.
Yeah. So, Emma?
I have a giant candy cane. I will throw it.
How did Chris?
At who?
And Bubba.
Throw it at Bubba. Throw it at Bubba.
No, don't throw nothing. Don't throw nothing. So what? You know, this is the first Christmas that you're... she just threw milk duds at me. All right, let's not...
I didn't throw nothing.
Santa Claus is here.
Oh, God.
Now, hold on. Santa Claus is here.
Now?
Do you believe in Santa Claus?
Yes.
You better. I mean,
because I got Santa Claus here.
With
and
gifts.
I'm going to tell Santa... To just go get to hell.
I believe.
But we told them you were good this
year. But I told them you've been not nice, not naughty, and throwing things in my studio is naughty.
I didn't even throw them.
Bubba. I did.
Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Oh, my God.
Oh, I heard we have a little one in here.
Oh, my Lord.
Not for you, little Seth.
Oh, let me get the chair, Santa.
Hold on. I
heard you.
Hold on, Santa Claus.
Hey, Bubba.
Emma.
Santa can barely fit in the chair.
Oh, I'm a little big.
Oh, my. Emma, what do you think?
I'm speechless.
I got a candy cane for you.
That sounds a little creepy,
Thank
Santa.
It's
Santa.
Super little compared to the...
It's
never mind.
Black candy cane.
All right, yeah, let's not do... Santa, did you get my text about Emma?
I did, Baba. Then now the technology, we can have cell phones these days.
Yeah.
And I got these great presents here, as long as Alabama Wildcat's been good this year.
Well, I've been good.
I don't know that she's been good.
I also have your number, Santa.
Yeah, I remember, but Baba texted me, said you got to be a little bit better. We got two big gifts here for you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who are they for?
She just said save me. She said save me, Santa. Aren't kids supposed to like you?
Oh, no, I think she wants to say that she's been good. I just been checking the naughty list.
Seth.
Oh.
She said, Seth, she turns to you and said, Seth, save me. Emma, he's been naughtier than you this year. Yeah, he has been really, really naughty. Seth, would you not admit that you've been very naughty? You're not expecting not big things from Santa Claus.
I'm not really expecting anything from Santa, but Santa, I want to know, where did you get your costume, your outfit?
I've had this for hundreds of years. Miss Claus actually sewed it up for me.
All right,
so we could get down here.
Let's not be a fact checker, Seth, on the Santa deal.
I got my big check here with another present. Sorry.
Hold on. Emma says, hey, Seth, shut up, big mouth.
She turned on me.
Tell him, Emma, Seth, shut up, big mouth, ruining everything around.
Seth, shut up, big mouth.
All right, so.
Bubba, should I give her some of the presents? Has she been good this year?
I think that you should give her the first present first, the littler one.
Okay.
All right, so.
Seriously, Bubba.
Here you go.
Yes, what were you going to say? What do you mean, seriously?
Here you are.
Thank
You have to open it up now. You have to open it up. And
I'm opening it.
Tell her about.
Is it warm down here in Florida, Santa?
It is extremely hot down here.
A bike helmet. Oh, a bike helmet? Well, what would you need a bike helmet for?
I have a scooter.
Oh, you do?
What kind? The one you gave me, Bubba. And if I fall, I'm going to crack my head open. All right, you want that have to happen?
No, I do. She's already trying to get a lawsuit on me, Seth. She's already trying to call that dare lawyer friend to get me on a PI deal.
I'm looking at you, Bubba.
Well, don't sue Santa. No. This came from Bubba.
So now, hold on, Emma. You do have a bike helmet from that little, you know, self-propelled thing. Have you been riding that thing?
Yeah.
You like it?
Wait. I just seen it. It says Subway Surfers!
What?
That's what the bike says.
What do you mean?
It says Subway Surfers, dummy.
Oh, that's not really nice. Ho, ho, ho!
Mommy calling, but I mean, I'm sorry, Santa Claus calling. Calling Bubba Dumb's not going to get that big.
Not going to get this big one sitting here. You got to be nice to Bubba.
Fine.
Now, Santa, who's the one that called you directly and told you what to bring?
That was Bubba the Love Sponge, a very, very good close friend of mine.
Look at Santa. Isn't he so cute, Emma? Ho. Look at how many other your little 8-9-year-old friends from Alabama have been able to meet Santa Claus live on the air like this?
Do you want to sit on his lap?
No, let's keep it just like this.
Yeah, she needs to stay on the microphone there.
Yeah, let's keep it friendly family.
You only do laps when you're at the mall. Isn't that right, Santa?
That is correct.
And you're not at the mall.
We're not at the mall. We're in the great Bubba the Love Sponge studio.
All right, so now, Santa, why don't you? She's got her bike helmet to be protected when she drives her little self-propelled thing that I got her. Why don't you get her the big, give her the big? Now, she only Santa, she only has two presents because
they're really, really big.
And expensive.
And super expensive.
So here we go, Emma. These are your two presents. One was a protective helmet, and let's see what this one is.
Who wrapped this, Santa?
Oh, that was some of the elves, Pokey and Dokey.
Pokey and Dokey opened them.
Oh, the elves, Pokey and Dokey. Yeah. Wow.
Here you go. You got a little slit right there.
So, Emma, as you're opening up, you got to tell everybody what you got here.
And I got I can't even see it from here.
Let me turn the lights on. I think you're going to go crazy. I think you're going to really like this, Santa.
Oh, I think you said she really wanted something like that.
Hold on here.
Oh, here, Santa will help you.
I can't lift weights anymore because I don't have any.
But I can kick out the back window of a squad car all day.
That was Ed Ford, not me.
Okay.
It looks like a scooter.
It's an electric scooter.
I wanted one of those!
It's not one that you have to push with your foot. One that goes really fast. That's why you needed the helmet.
Great job, Santa.
Yeah,
Santa
of course. Claus. Goes 15 miles an hour, Bubba.
Wow.
Said you wanted it.
You can go through the trailer park as fast as you want to go.
Guess what, Bubba?
What?
Yesterday we went to Walmart, and I think I was looking at an electric scooter.
Isn't that amazing that I knew that, and I called Santa last minute as he was making his way down here, and I go, Santa, do you got any full-blown electric scooter kind? And Santa's like, I don't know, Bubba. It's been a big item on the list. And it looks like Santa, did your elves build that last night,
They built it last night. I got it down here as soon as possible. 15 miles an hour you can go.
Through the trailer park, Santa.
Through the trailer parks. Be safe there, little girl.
With her helmet on.
Make sure you wear your helmet there,
Santa.
Alabama Wildcat.
Oh, hold on, what now?
Santa.
Yes.
Did my elves come back to you?
Did my elves what?
Did my elves come back to you?
Yes, they did. He's an elf on the shelf, so we send those out to all.
Do you know what their names are?
Well, we have a lot of them.
There's
what
three.
Is the name of yours? Because we have a lot.
I mean, Santa's got all these elves I have to take care
the
of.
We have the ones in the Spanish countries, too.
Cut it out! People, I'm trying to talk here.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right, the girl's name, the wife's name is Pixie.
Pixie and Dixie and Mixie?
No. And then the husband's name is Buddy. And then the daughter's name is Pinky.
Oh, yeah, Buddy. Buddy's the one who came back up there.
If Pinky came back, she might be headless.
Oh, no. You decapitated one?
Can you fix her, Santa?
We can fix those all day long.
She came from eBay, so yeah.
Well, yeah, we're very tight with eBay and Amazon here at the North Pole now.
Don't you sub out some of your work over to Amazon?
Oh, of course. They're a great company. Great, great company. When I can't always make it around, I send it to Amazon.
Santa, who did you vote for in this election? Or are you a registered felon?
I'm not a United States American citizen. I'm a citizen of the North Pole.
Oh, they don't have elections
up
there, do they?
Yeah, Bubba.
I am king there.
By the way, Seth asked
He's
that question.
He's the president there, Bubba.
I'm the king
hey,
and president.
Why don't you yell at Seth? He's the one that told you to ask that question. That wasn't me.
No, we're going to yell at you, big boy.
Yeah.
That's not nice, Seth, and I know you don't believe in me, but I'm here.
Oh, Seth.
Well, how could I believe in him? He's never brought me one single thing my whole entire life.
You see this?
That's because he's been naughty, and that's why she got two gifts and you got nothing.
He gets a Hanukkah Santa Claus, right?
Yeah, that's the other guy. We don't really know about him. He's from the South Pole.
Is that your competition?
That's a competition. We don't talk about him much.
So, like Pepsi and Coke kind of a deal?
Yeah, pretty. He's more the RC Cola.
How much are you charging for a Polaroid at the mall these days, Santa?
Oh, those are my helpers. Maybe $30, $40, now, but for her, free.
Now, Emma, would you like to, I can turn the lights on, and would you like to get a picture with Santa Claus in your presence?
Yes, but let me figure out what I was going to say before we do anything.
Oh, okay. Thanks for taking control. What do you need?
Let me think.
You need anything else from Santa? Because now would be the time to ask. I think if you need more presents or anything.
But Emma, wouldn't you think that's a pretty good little gift deal there, don't
you? It is, but we could always ask for more. If he's here, Bubba, what does it hurt to ask, you know?
Mm-hmm. What else? I mean, you know, what
well,
else?
Well, here's a big favor.
Yes?
Can you straighten up Addie and Bella and Kaden?
I can try. It's very hard. You know, I got a busy schedule the next 2 days.
Are those your nieces and nephews?
But Emma,
maybe
you could tell them that you met Santa Claus today, and that you had a specific conversation with him, and you told Santa about them, and he's got an eye on them, and if they don't start shaping up, they're not going to get the super cool presents that you got.
1 second, I need to talk to my sister.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Can you call her on speakerphone?
No, she's right behind. She's right here.
Oh, Angie.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's just us and Santa right now?
Yeah.
Wow. So are you doing any mall runs, Santa, or you're done with that right now?
I got to go back to the North Pole where it's cold.
Santa, are you headed over to International Mall for the Hot Milfs?
Yeah, I'm going to go see them here shortly.
Got a bathroom break here.
Oh.
Santa's got a bathroom
break? No. Alabama Wildcat.
It's so hot in this outfit.
Okay, hold on.
Shut up.
Lummy, you're doing... By the way, the Alabama Wildcat had to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
The speakers are on out there. Lummy. Ho, 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 ho.
Yeah, so Santa, you are really, you're just, was it a great year, even though a lot of people, you know, COVID and lost their jobs and everything, and you're still delivering.
Santa, are your elves wearing masks
up
there?
We aren't worried about the whole COVID up there.
COVID can't survive the cold, can it?
It actually thrives in the cold.
Shut up, Seth.
What are you watching, OAN up there?
Santa, what's your favorite news network, Santa?
O-N-A.
O-N-A.
Fox News number 2.
O-N-A. Opie and Anthony have their own news network up there.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, Santa, you're doing really good with Emma. I think she really, really, you know.
Yeah. Santa, I heard some rumors about you.
Oh, really? Did you?
I heard you had a drinking problem, Santa.
I wish I had one right now.
You looking for a cocktail, Santa?
I'm looking for something.
I heard, but Santa, I heard that you were caught plowing a groupie on the Pitbull toddler bus. Is that true?
Whoa! Seth, you're a character there.
Santa, do you ever roll up, you know, and maybe one of the hot cougs are waiting for you with some cookies and milk and... You know, you drop off the presents and they're just so beside themselves that you're taking care of their kids that you break one off of Mrs. McGillicuddy?
Oh, I've been known every once in a while to, you know, bend one over the Christmas tree. Oh, there's someone.
What about Mrs. Claus?
That's true. Oh, ho, ho, ho. Welcome back.
Oh, but she's back from a potty break.
Shut up, Bubba.
Yeah, Clem.
Oh, that's not nice to say to Bubba.
What if Santa would take back your electric scooter?
Or the helmet.
Well, listen, Emma, Santa's a very busy guy. he has so many more boys and girls to go see.
I just wanted to make a special trip for Bubba, though.
Thank you.
And Santa, you know what you did to me last year?
Yes, well, you know, there's just, you know, 2019, but this is 2020, a different year.
But tell us about what happened for last year, Emma.
My dad gave Santa a $100 bill, but I was very, very, very generous, and I didn't eat none of the cookies, and I left out a whole pack.
Though I appreciate that.
For Santa,
so hold on.
He gave me the $100 bill back.
Boom, that's what I do.
So your dad left a $100 bill out, and Santa said, you know what, I'm going to give this to Emma instead.
Yes, I did.
That's a good gimmick, Santa. You don't like kids. You like to give the money to the kids, don't you?
Sure do.
Thank you, Santa.
Those cookies were amazing.
If Santa didn't give it back to the kids, he'd be at the Hard Rock spending it now, wouldn't you, Santa?
I know you like chocolate chips.
Yep,
chocolate chips, Santa, is it true that you're a degenerate gambler, Doug?
Super degenerate. Bet on red all the time on roulette.
Santa, what do you like more, chocolate chip cookies or hot milfs?
Oh, I love chocolate chip cookies there, Seth.
I told you, Seth, that's why you're on the naughty list.
Yes, that's true.
Anyway, Santa, you know what, Santa? Thank you so much for, I know you're very busy. I know, you know I have a direct line to you. We exchange pics here and there. And, Mrs. Claus kicked out wide. Looks great.
Whoa,
thank you.
Ho, ho, ho.
I'll keep sending the Janessa Brazil stuff. And
Santa, what's your count on Parler? How do we find you?
So, Santa, thank you so much for taking care of Emma. You know what? She's been kind of naughty, but she's been kind of nice. And hopefully, Emma, what do you think about your presents? Are they cool? Are they not?
Yeah. Santa, maybe next time you could answer the phone when I call you.
Well, you know, that line's so busy sometimes, it's hard to get there.
It's a 951 number.
Do you have the number that we can call Santa Claus on? What is it again?
A 319-527-2680.
That's my California one.
That's your California one.
Bubba?
Merry Christmas! This is Santa Claus. And you have reached my personal hotline. We have been very busy making all of those toys to deliver on Christmas morning. And I want you to know that your family loves you very much. And so do I. So be good. And don't forget to always listen to your parents. When you hear the tone, please leave me your Christmas gift wishes and holiday cheer. And remember, kids, I know who's been naughty and nice. Merry Christmas, and I'll see you soon.
That sounds just like you, Santa Claus.
Yeah, I recorded
that. I need $20,000 cash under my bed, Santa, please.
Hey, Santa, we got the real Santa here. I mean, or Santa, we got you here.
Oh, it's me there. How's
Bubba,
it going?
What, Emma?
I meant Santa.
Tell Santa what you need on his voicemail.
Tell Santa what you need on his voicemail.
Even though he's right here.
I need Seth's hat under my pillow. That way I can throw it in the garbage.
Oh, goodness
gracious. Man, she just...
She doesn't like you, Seth.
She's just all over the road. She's just like, you know, nice.
Nah.
I'm only sticking up for Bubba here.
Wow, Emma. I can't believe I... I pulled all these strings to give you a great Christmas, and you're being kind of mean. You're being kind of naughty.
I deserve it. I was, you know.
Why are you being so naughty, Emma? Angie, why is she being so naughty?
I think she's just excited, you know, to be in Santa's presence. He brings out, you know.
I bring the joy in all the children.
I agree with Seth. Now I like him now.
Thank you. Santa, can I sit on your lap?
I
don't allow a large gentleman to sit on my lap. That's a no-no.
What do you constitute as large?
Santa, that's what your Grindr account says.
That's an under the rock, sir.
Seth.
Okay, I'll stop.
Seth.
Yes.
Guess how much my weights weigh that I used to lift in Alabama?
How much your weight? I'm guessing 15 pounds.
Loser, 45 or 35.
Yep.
You're being naughty and showing off in front of Santa right now.
You knew that. What was she? Did curling?
I'm trying to get weights for Christmas.
You're trying. Hold on. You just got a $200 scooter. And
I know. I'm talking about weights.
I know. But
and scooter.
Well, you got the scooter.
Well, talk to the big man. You got any weights in your sack or what?
Oh, I leave those at the Bubba Gym. Don't have them in here.
Santa just did legs.
I did legs. I did some squats.
All right,
I did the no-no. Okay, I gotta go now.
You did the good girl, bad girl, Santa?
I do the good girl, bad girl today.
Santa, thank
you. All right. Oh, hey, Merry Christmas.
Oh, you're wearing your headphones, Santa.
Not a radio professional.
Bye, Santa.
Bye, Santa.
Bye, oh, Santa. My God, Santa. Santa, Merry, hey, Santa, Merry
now,
Christmas.
Now, let's tackle him.
Let's tackle him.
Emma, you're like, you're
show off.
You do show off, don't you?
Yeah.
You know what? It's Christmas. Merry Christmas, everybody. Emma, the Alabama Wildcat, I hope you had a great Christmas. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Bubba.
Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy holidays. I hope you enjoy your friends and family.
And rate this podcast 5 stars, why don't you?
Hola, soy Emma.